We're starting with a new sermon series today, My Journey With. And for the next few weeks, our teaching and preaching team will share about a theme that lives in our heart, that we feel passionate about. And today, I want to speak about hospitality. We have a rhythm in my family. Every Sunday after church, we meet together at my parents' house and we eat and share and do life together. And it's been our rhythm since I can remember. And only until recently, when two friends made me aware of it, I realized the value and the gift that this weekly rhythm has in my life. Since a very young age, I can remember how after church on Sundays, we would either go eat somewhere together, or my dad would be making a poiki outside, or my mom would be busy preparing a proper Sunday cooked lunch. Skaar boot en alles. And when COVID came and lockdown was a part of our life, we couldn't have that rhythm every Sunday. I remember the sense of loss that I experienced during that time and how I've come to appreciate this rhythm every week again in my life. This place where I can feel safe, where we laugh together, where we play together, where we cry together, eat together, enjoy God's provision and gifts in our lives together, without us even being aware of it. And I'm thankful for this friend who said to me one day, I enjoy spending time with you at your parents' house because there I can see you are just yourself. That is the gift that hospitality can bring to our lives. And the word that the Bible uses for hospitality means loving the stranger, loving the one that you are sitting with. And I think in today's culture, we link hospitality, the whole industry, to entertainment and throwing a party. But it is in actual fact such a rich word with deep roots and its origin in the Bible. And this is a word that teaches us something about God's heart. Has it ever struck you how hospitable the Lord is? Just think of the very first thing God does in the Bible. The very first thing. In the beginning, there is only God. God the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit together. And then He creates, He makes space. He creates a space for us to be with Him, to be with the Trinity, to share in that relationship. That is hospitality. Just think for a moment what He did when He came to earth through Christ Jesus and through His life and through His death and through His resurrection made it possible for us to be in relationship with Him. He creates space for us to become friends with Him. That's hospitality. And today's scripture from John 1, I want you to watch with me how Jesus practices hospitality in the text. And we read together from verse 35. The next day, John was there again with two of his disciples. And when he saw Jesus passing by, he said, "Look, the Lamb of God." And when the two disciples heard him say this, they followed Jesus. Turning around, Jesus saw them following and asked, "What do you want?" And they said, "Rabbi," which means teacher, "where are you staying?" "Come," he replied, "and you will see." So they went and saw where he was staying, and they spent that day with him. It was about 4 in the afternoon. Jesus practices hospitality. He makes a space for these three disciples and their lives are changed radically. This is the hospitable heart of a loving God. And the invitation today for you and I is to once again remember that this is the heart of God and to reflect that heart to those with whom we work, to those with whom we live, to those with whom we share this world. And maybe just perhaps two comments about hospitality. In the first place, I want to mention that showing hospitality can be risky. It's always a risk when we try to make a connection or when we try to get a little bit closer to people. To ask, how was your week? Where are you from? What is your name? Would you like to come along to my group with me? Would you like to eat together? Would you be available to go to church with me on Sunday? It's risky business. Because we run the risk that someone can say no. Someone might not accept the invitation. You may run the risk that the connection doesn't work out well or that it ends up being a bit uncomfortable. But if the fear of disappointment and the what ifs motivate us, we will never experience the gift of hospitality in our life. Hospitality always brings a gift. And I think of Abraham and Sarah in Genesis 18. They welcome people and show hospitality to them. And then actually they are messengers with wonderful news that they will have a child. I think of the Emmaus pilgrims who show hospitality. They take the risk to show hospitality to a stranger. And then they come to realization that it's toward the risen Christ himself. And they experience the gift of burning hearts and resurrection life. I think of Jesus, who invites us to show hospitality, to take the risk to be hospitable to a stranger, because then we, in actual fact, are hospitable towards him. Secondly, I want to say that practicing hospitality doesn't come naturally for all of us. For some of us, it's a gift. You can just see those people. They are born to host people, make them feel loved, welcome them in their space. But for others, being hospitable asks, it's an opportunity for us to move out of our comfort zone. It's like sharing the gospel. We are all called to witness, but only some of us are called as evangelists. The same with hospitality. But there are occasions when the Lord invites every one of us to be hospitable. These are opportunities for us to show God's heart to others. Have you ever thought about that? That there is a part of God's hospitable heart, Jesus' heart, that lies locked up in your life to share. You have something to share. So how do we begin to reflect something of God's heart to people? Well, in the first place, I think we need to receive God's hospitality towards us first. I need to receive and get to know God's hospitable heart so that I can share it. Get in touch with that. In the scripture reading today, these are some of my favorite words that Jesus says in the entire gospel. Come and see for yourself. When those disciples ask him, where are you staying? Show us where you live. Come and see. Jesus doesn't take them to the temple, but to the place where he eats and sleeps and lives. I mean, in your house, in your home, you're the most yourself. And Jesus says, come and see. Don't come and see my miracles. Come and see where I'm myself. Come share not only what I do, but who I am. Come get to know me. And he says, come as you are. And that is what God is inviting you and me to. Come as you are. You don't have to sort yourself out first. He doesn't tell those disciples, hey, what is your resume? Where do you come from? No, he just says, come, you're so welcome here. You don't have to get everything right. God says, come home. Come to my house. The doors are open. You're so welcome to be here with me. Make yourself at home. You see, when we receive God's hospitality, everything changes. The lives of those three disciples changed radically. You see, when you receive God's hospitality, then you realize, you come to know that I am loved. I'm safe. I'm safe, and nothing can ever separate me from God's heart. Not even death. So in Jesus Christ, nothing can separate me. When I receive God's hospitality, then I know I'm not an orphan in this universe. I'm a beloved child of His. And all my broken feelings, all my rejection, the rejections that I've gone through, my emotions of being worthless, they all get healed. Because I come to know deep down that I am His. And He has chosen me and He welcomes me. Even though I am so broken. When I experience God's hospitality and receive it, I know that I belong to a family. I'm not alone. I now belong to God's family. When I receive His hospitality, I know that there's a reason for my existence. I'm not a mistake. And whatever the circumstances are of my birth, I'm not a mistake. I'm here for a reason. I have a purpose and I have a calling. Have you come to know His generous hospital heart towards you? Have you received it? We can only share when we've received. In the second place, I think we begin to share, reflect God's hospitable heart when we make room, when we create a safe space for the people in our lives. When we start sharing our space with our neighbor, the ones we love. And we create that space for people in our own presence. And this is where it begins. This is where hospitality begins. It doesn't start with an action. It starts with an attitude. You are welcome here. This is what Jesus does. He welcomes them into His home. John, Andrew, and Philip, they received in His house, and He creates a space of safety. He makes room for them. Creating space or making room is to accept. It's to open yourself to someone else. It's not to go to someone closed, limited. It's to open, to become vulnerable. It's to be respectful. It's to step over the bridge, go over the bridge into His or her world. It's to communicate. You can be at home in my presence. I don't want to change you. I don't want to fix you. I don't want to sort you out. You can make yourself at home. You're welcome in my presence. That's hospitality. And it starts in our homes. It starts in our homes. Can you imagine just for a second what our homes would be like if we'd practice hospitality like this? If parents can do this for children to somehow communicate to their child, you are safe in my presence, because some homes are not safe. If you could come to a child and say, I love you. You are welcome here. I want to be with you regardless of if you've made that team or not, regardless of the marks that you received. I want to be with you. You are welcome here. Can you imagine? If we practice hospitality towards our life partner, make space, create that space to listen, that space that is safe. You are safe here. I receive you. I don't want to fix you. Can you imagine if we take it a bit further than our homes and our workplaces? to our colleagues and our business partners. You know, whether you succeed, whether we succeed or fail, whether we make it or not, you belong here, and I don't want to change you. I don't want to fix you. I don't want to sort you out, because you've got something important for us to work together. You have a gift that you need to bring here, and I want you to be safe enough to explore that. Find your voice. You are welcome on this team. What a wonderful gift that we can give one another when we create that space, when we practice hospitality. Lastly, we are invited to show hospitality to the stranger. We are in the unique, special place of South Africa where we don't have to look far to welcome the stranger. We live in a diverse country, different races, languages, ways of thinking, worldviews. And I've noticed in my own life and through conversations with others, we're often afraid of the stranger. Those who differ from us in race, color, religion, gender, sexual orientation, because I think we fear what is different to ourselves. We are comfortable with our own ideas and opinions. But by welcoming the stranger, by showing true hospitality to those who seem strange to us, who we do not understand, we are given the opportunity to hear new promises, to see something new, and to learn something new of God. There's this tradition within Christianity. We see it come through very strongly in scripture in the early church of welcoming the stranger. There was this custom of welcoming strangers with a belief that they were unique in their ability to bring a new promise and a fresh revelation from God. We see it, an example, Sarah and Abraham. They receive the promise of a son, not from a neighbor or the local doctor, but from a stranger who wandered into their camp at night and to whom they showed hospitality. Jacob meets God by wrestling with a stranger. Jesus is visited in the manger, not by the Jewish rulers, but by the wise men. In the parable of the Good Samaritan, the wounded man is not helped by his own relatives and those who were of his own religion, but by a Samaritan, a stranger. Just in the history of South Africa, when people came and welcomed the strangers, the beauty that came in those spaces. And I think if I look at those examples in scripture in the Old Testament, I think that was what was in the mind of the writer of the letter to the Hebrews, who wrote, by welcoming strangers, some of you have entertained angels without knowing it. With a stranger comes surprise, new possibility, contact with that part and reality of God that we've never experienced before. I want to end off with this story, and it always touches me deeply. Someone in our church, he showed up here a few years ago on his own. He was in a difficult place in his life. He drives past here. He hears about the place. He had heard of Mosaic, and he comes here. And when he walked in, he said, oh my goodness, all these people, it's so big, so impersonal. But then someone comes up to him after the service and says, I see you're new here. Is there anything I can help you with? And when he tells the story, he says, he couldn't believe it. Someone reached out to him. Someone practiced hospitality. And today, he's one of the volunteers in this faith community. He's involved in 11 ministries, many of those in hospitality, to the elderly, to young adults seeking God, to new believers, the welcoming team every Sunday in person. Can you imagine? Can you imagine the impact, the effect when we start showing hospitality like Christ did, like Jesus did? Those three disciples, their lives were changed. They went out and told their friends and family, and a group of people were lit on fire, and they became Jesus' close friends. And they did life with him together till the end. Can you imagine what our households would be like? We started creating space, welcoming spaces. If we started practicing hospitality by listening to each other, receiving each other, can you imagine what our cities, our schools could look like when we start practicing hospitality towards a stranger, towards the one I think they're different to what I am, and we start listening. We start saying, you belong here. I want to listen to what you are saying. It's good that you are here. I don't want to fix you. I want to walk over this bridge. I want to understand. Can you imagine how your life might change? If once again you become aware and once again you receive God's hospitality towards you, God says you are welcome. You are mine. I love you. He uses people to make you feel and experience that hospitable heart. Can we open our lives, live them generously, and grow in this practice of hospitality? Let's pray together. Father God, thank you for your hospitable heart, your welcoming heart. Thank you that you include, that you give us safe places to come as we are. And help us to receive that so that we can share it. Lord, help us to set aside our judgments, our preconceived ideas. Help us to open our lives widely. Let our hearts stretch so that we can grow into your heart, your hospitable heart. Help us to hear, to listen. Help us to grow in our intention to give and share hospitality. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you for joining us again today. We have a ministry within Mosaic called the Table Community. It is focused on families, focused on households, where we want to equip, want to support your growth in this practice of hospitality. And so weekly, we give out some guidelines, some practices. And once a week, you come together around your table at home and share what God is busy with in your life. Have meaningful spiritual conversations. Do life together. And if you'd like to find out more about this or to receive those guidelines, please register for this on our website or contact us at info@mosaic.com. The love of God our Father, the grace of Jesus Christ, and the peace of the Holy Spirit remain with us all. Amen.